Thursday, September 11th. I'm Laura Palmisano. The governor named Colorado's 8th Poet Laureate at the state capitol Tuesday. Binta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Joseph Hutchinson is a Denver native and has written more than a dozen books. He shared some of his poems, one of them a critic called A Tiny Diamond.
It's called Artichoke. It goes like this. Oh, heart weighed down by so many wings. Thank you. There are many, many great Greek poets who survive only on one line, so I figure that'll do for me.
In all seriousness, Hutchinson says he wants to focus on developing resources for teachers to integrate poetry into the classroom. He says poems are more than just verse.
They have really contained the best, deepest critical thinking about human life on this planet.
The Poet Laureate receives a stipend to travel the state and participate in readings at festivals, libraries, and schools. It's a 4-year term. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Every day, an Amtrak train runs through southern Colorado that connects it to major cities and other towns across America. The Southwest Chief is in danger, though, of being rerouted and avoiding Colorado altogether. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has been covering the issue extensively and spoke with Jake Ryan about where things stand.
So, Andrea, can you tell me about the Southwest Chief line?
The Southwest Chief is a long-distance passenger train that travels daily from Chicago to Los Angeles and vice versa. And it travels through portions of southern Colorado, and there's stops in Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad. In a section between Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico, the rails are in some pretty serious disrepair. And if the repairs weren't made, then Amtrak was going to be forced to reroute the line through Oklahoma, Texas, and southern New Mexico, so bypassing Colorado in its entirety. You know, so there have been efforts to find the funding to repair the line. The line is owned by BNSF, which is a freight carrier, but some of the section of line is only used by Amtrak. So it's always been a question of how to find the funding, who should pay to fix these tracks.
Is there any estimate for how much these repairs would cost?
The estimated repair costs were $200 million and for this section of track in Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico. And that's not something that was asked for all at once. There was a proposal on the table to split the cost of those repairs evenly 5 ways. So you have Amtrak, BNSF, Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico would split the cost of that evenly to the tune of $4 million over the course of 10 years.
That seems a lot more doable. Why isn't that the case anymore?
That's no longer the case because there was a coalition of Kansas entities and Colorado entities that applied for what's known as a Tiger Grant. It's a basic transportation infrastructure grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. And Kansas came together, I think Garden City, Kansas Department of Transportation came together and said, let's apply for this. Colorado entities, places like Pueblo County and the city of La Junta, they all chipped in money to repair what was is considered the worst of the worst stretch of track along this part that needs repairs. You know, it was one of nearly 800 applicants applying for a share of $600 million. Entities weren't sure if it was going to come through, but it did, and it came through. It was announced on Tuesday, and they will be receiving $12.5 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation, and that goes with the matching $9.3 million that these entities like Colorado, Kansas, Amtrak, and BNSF have put forward.
That's fantastic. So what does that bring the grand total to?
Just about $22 million.
Wow.
That's a drop in the bucket for the estimated $200 million that's necessary. But what part of this grant has said was Amtrak is committed to staying along that section. What that essentially means is that it maintains the current route through southern Colorado. It's not a done deal, but you know, I talked to an Amtrak spokesman who said he called it, "We're at midfield or better," is what he said. So things are looking pretty good in terms of maintaining the current route, which travels through southern Colorado and into northern New Mexico.
Yeah, and this is a lot of investment for Colorado for just 3 communities.
It is a lot of investment for Colorado for three communities, but part of what's going on in Colorado is there is a Southwest Commission that was created in this past legislative session to look at ways to find funding for saving the Southwest Chief, but also to add a stop in Pueblo and also possibly one in Walsenburg. And I think the thinking there is that Pueblo is a major community along the Front Range, and to bring in traffic to Pueblo would increase tourism dollars. There's already an impact of tourism dollars in Colorado from the Southwest Chief, but I think the thinking is that this would just increase that. And then long term, I mean, the chair of the Southwest Chief Commission, Sal Pace, he's also a Pueblo County Commissioner. He's thinking long term in terms of rail that connects the Front Range. So, you know, this is not something that is just a short-term fix. I think that there are long-term ideas as part of the implications of this.
That's fantastic. How long is Amtrak committed to this section of rail?
With the acceptance of the Tiger Grant, Amtrak is committed to staying along the section of rail that is receiving the funds for repair for 20 years. But what that means is that communities like Lamar, La Junta, and Trinidad will still have the Amtrak passing through. The commitment extends to those communities by virtue of where track is currently accessible. So it's not that they're committed to staying along and going through Southern Colorado. It's they're committed to a track, but the track goes through Southern Colorado.
They're tied to the track, and it just happens to go through those communities.
That's correct. And now there is, according to maps that I've seen online of BNSF Railway, there is another section of track that could, I believe it comes down through Los Animas. So they could just stop in Los Animas and bypass, you know, if that's the way things work out. But I think Sal Pace is championing this as maintaining the current line through Southern Colorado. What that means in terms of beyond Southern Colorado, or how that looks in the future is still kind of a question mark. I mean, again, it's not entirely a done deal. They still need to raise some money to repair other section of track. But the section of track that goes through Raton Pass in Southern Colorado and into New Mexico, Amtrak is the only entity that uses that track currently. So the needs there are different, and the infrastructure needs there are different. So they're looking at a slightly different picture right now in terms of what still needs to be done.
Well, it sounds like quite a lot still. Andrea Chalfin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was KRCC's Andrea Chalfin discussing the Southwest Chief passenger train. Stay tuned for Tay and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano.